all these things happened with about, I think, probably 2 months from the time that the Lord came. For about the first 2 months after he came, I had experienced it, and these things would happen one after the other. And it's totally unworldly stuff, that is, so it's hard to put in words. After Gabriel, other demons came, and angels came, different things happened. I remember one time a demon came. I don't know why he came back, but it was just one of them. I think I woke up again on the bed, and it was there. And I went to rebuke it. I remember the thing went, one of them went and grabbed my leg. And when I went to rebuke this one of them, it would come and put it, grab me by the throat, like it was going to squeeze my throat. And that's a matter of faith, because it's got to be in you. And if you don't have the faith in you, these things, I mean, they scare people, I guess. But it grabbed me by the throat to try to keep me from rebuking it. But the faith was there, and that's what did it. And it's the heart. So it let go anyway. It dropped, and the Lord rebuked you. And every time rebuking me, would just puff away. But they came back quite a lot. But what happened was, 2 or 3 months of these things happening and watching these demons come in and climb up on the mother or the father, and I'd rebuke them. They'd run under the bed or something, or squash down through the floor or hide, and I knew they'd want to come back. I got discouraged. I got discouraged because of the evil of people, mainly because of the evil that I saw in the house, because how could people hate each other that much? And then I'd try to tell them about God, and I would get cursed. But God did send me one guy, and it was my own disobedience to him and his word and everything that was of God that got me in trouble for many years. But an evangelist, I had prayed. In fact, I stopped praying, I stopped rebuking, and I lost discernment. I didn't see these things anymore because I stopped praying, probably is why. But an evangelist came through the trailer park one time, I remember. I remember him saying he just felt like he had to stop, and he was telling me his name. He was some big name thing, because he said that thousands of people he would preach to, and he was going someplace, but he felt like the Lord directed him to this trailer park to stop, and he didn't know why. And I was walking down the street, and I met him, and he was telling me this. And as he's telling me this, and he's talking about the Lord, from where I was and what I was seeing, he was like, and I should have went with him or listened to him, but I was like judging him, because like, mister, you haven't seen nothing, and you don't know. I didn't say nothing, but I could see the man as a man in the flesh. I could see the spiritual part that he had, but I could see the fleshy part he had, that I was coming back down to being that type of a carnal person, because I've given up prayer. I was being discouraged. I just didn't, and so I was judging him, and he left. And from that time after, my life took a big thing. At the time I was just in darkness again, like the lights went out, and I still couldn't read or write. I got thrown out of school when I was, 16? Which I didn't care, because I didn't want to go back anyway. And I don't know, sometimes I was maybe depressed. I always wanted to go out in the woods and be alone, because I couldn't stand the world. I couldn't stand people. I thought if I told anybody, nobody's going to believe me anyway, because my own mother and father didn't believe me. And I'm telling them I seen demon on them, and I saw this and that, and they didn't believe me. So who's going to believe me anyway? I walked by a big church. I see these big stone churches, and I would look at the priest or whoever, the people coming out of them, and I could tell these people don't know God. I remember one of the visions I had, one of the things that probably turned me away from the churches was when I first got saved and the angels came to me, one of them came down. I don't even remember what I was praying for now, but took me by the hand. I remember a lot of times when an angel would come down, he'd take me by the hand, and we'd start to go up, and I'd see me come out of my body. And then sometime I'd see my body on the bed when we'd come back. We'd come and I'd see it there. Take me spirit, I guess, or soul. I'd see my body, leave it, and go up. We went up. I don't remember what I was praying, but I remember we went up, and he would show me over houses. And we're looking down into the houses, and I was seeing through the roof of the houses. And it was churches, but there was buildings. I didn't know there were churches at the time, but the people were like in the pews there sitting. And he'd show me the people sitting there. And where the people were sitting, he'd show me the hearts, where the hearts were. And he'd show me the guy preaching. Sometimes he'd show me the guy coming before he came to the church. Or sometimes I'd see the guy in his house, or I'd see him come to the church. And he'd be up there preaching. And I'd see where the heart was in the people either getting lighter or getting smaller. And then sometimes, then he'd show me the heart of the guy preaching. And if the guy had a good heart and it was light in it, the people were getting light. Their heart were getting bigger. But when the light was going out, he'd show me the guy's heart. His heart didn't have light in it. And then he'd show me the people, even he'd show me these ones going to a prayer meeting, like in houses. Well, I didn't know they were prayer meetings, but people were standing around and praying. And all the time, the one that was well spoken of and all this stuff, and he was a great preacher, he'd come around, he'd go to the meetings, and I'd see the light of the hearts of the people, the light going out of them. And he was destroying them. For years, I didn't know what that meant until I got around churches.